mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every week or two, I'm sent a video of Threat Matrix or CSI Miami or 24, where they got somebody strapped down, blood pouring out of them in a torture chair, and the good guys hate to do it, but they got to for America. And they've got shows in England where they torture people's children in front of them in the dramas, and it's good they do. It saves London. And they've got these reality shows where people agree to be tortured at mock camps they've built in London. I mean, these are the type of shows on U.S. and British television. And I got a bunch of emails about some other U.S. TV show where they play out how torture's really good and how, well, you know, it's kind of needed. It's kind of needed. It's helpful. And Mike in Illinois was just talking about that with us. Mike, you still there?
No, this is Steve.
Okay, this is Steve in Ohio. That's right. Mike wasn't there. Then we went to Steve in Ohio. Yes, that's true. That's the problem with callers not being there when they're supposed to. But what did you think watching the show? Tell us about the show again.
Well, basically, I was taping Desperate Housewives because I think it's a silly show, but I wanted to see the stupidity of the show so I can kind of judge where we're going in this country. And I happened to accidentally tape Boston Legal, so I watched it, and I saw this episode where it starts out that the cop is breaking the guy's arm. And, of course, the moral dilemma is both attorneys feel bad about defending the guy, but in the end they justify why it's a good thing to torture, because when a kid's life is at hand, it's better to let cops break arms, you know? And so it's really, it's a psychological mind game the way they do it.
Well, have you seen the weekly report I did last week where we show them breaking pro-lifers' arms?
No, I didn't.
Admittedly, oh yeah, the video's up for free up on the website, and it shows them breaking people's arms for fun.
Right.
And spraying mace in women's faces and babies' faces, and this is okay because these are evil pro-lifers.
Well, you know what? You wonder where this is going, but of course, hey, I got another small clip to play. It's about 20 seconds. You got to
play it. Play it for us. Here it is, folks. From this.
The truth is, as Americans, we love torture. We keep it to ourselves, of course, but come on. When it comes to evildoers, torture's okay. Hollywood certainly knows that. Dirty Harry, Doom, Charles Bronson and Death Wish, Denzel Washington and Man on Fire, heroes torturing the bad guys. In theaters all across the country, we cheered. We like torture. Is there potential for abuse? Without question. The events at Abu Ghraib prison were deplorable. But do we really believe they just happened in a vacuum? Alberto Gonzalez, Attorney General, wrote a memo to the administration saying torture is okay. Our Supreme Court just recently held that evidence gained from torture can be used in trials. Alan Dershowitz, one of the leading civil rights activists in our country, raised the idea of using torture warrants. So is at least to be more open about it.
I'll try to play more of it. I don't want to keep pulling up your
line.
Well,
no. You know what? I want you to cue it back up to that first one. Then I want you to play that one. I want to play that all of that when we get back.
Okay, which one? You want me to cue it to the first section I played for you?
Yeah, and then we'll put you back on hold, cue it up to the next one. You're doing a great job.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'll put you on hold. Usually people turn it up too high or too low, and we can't do it. But you are got it just right. And yeah, you know, really, I intend to try to make a documentary about propaganda and the media, a film I'll make after this new one's out if I ever get it done. And I want to just show this. I mean, I've got a stack of videos much worse than this one. I mean, where they torture seven-year-old girls. Simulated. You know, it's TV. Mainstream TV. And it's good. They torture children. And what they're doing is nationally legitimizing it. Because they want to torture you real bad, folks. And I got footage of 1988 of them breaking pro-lifers' arms sitting on the sidewalk. I mean, taking nunchucks, breaking it on purpose and laughing at them. I mean, arms just snapping. And the court said, yeah, you're allowed to break Christians' arms. Soon they'll be cutting our heads off.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to go back to Stephen, Ohio, who's got these sickening clips off a TV show where they promote torture as a good American value. This is happening all over TV, everywhere. But right now, joining us is Randall Terry, and they're trying to save Terry Schindler's life. And this case, folks, it's just a horrible example of the culture of death wanting to kill this woman. And she is fully conscious. She is not in a vegetative state. And they've ordered her feeding tube removed. This happened last year for 8-9 days of pure torture until Randall Terry and the family, the Schindlers that we've had on here many times, were able to get it reinserted. They were able to get a law passed in Florida. Mr. Terry, I know you're in a firestorm of media attention trying to fight this for her life. Thank you for coming on with us. Tell us just about your organization quickly.
I am the president of the Society for Truth and Justice. We're an activist group who mobilizes people on key issues and gets the media out to cover it. And so all the media attention that you about Terry Schiavo that you saw in 2003 and that you're seeing again now, we've been like the Wizard of Oz, pulling the strings behind the curtain.
Now, we can go to terrysfight.org and look at how she's not the vegetative.
This is where we need you to go. Go to helpterry.com. Terry is with an I. At helpterry.com, there are several things. One is, there is a letter from Bob himself. And if people want to hear his heart and they can. He's asking for prayer. He's asking people to take certain action, and he's asking for financial help for their foundation if people can help, so that they have the funds to fight this. There is also the email address and the phone number of the governor of Florida, the Speaker of the House, and the President of the Senate.
Let me stop you right there. We're going to give all that out. But for those that just joined us, in a nutshell, Randall, tell us, for those that don't know, what's happening to her, what the judge's order is, her state right now. I mean,
right now she's fine. She's being fed. The Department of Children and Families, the Florida DCF, has formally intervened as of yesterday. We think and we hope that they're actually going to take custody of her. We don't know yet for sure, but if they do that, then Judge Greer, who has been on a track to kill her, his wishes will be ignored. And Judge Greer has not been a friend of the family. Thank God Jeb Bush, the governor, and the legislature, they are friends of the family, and the family is hoping and praying that the legislature and the governor will just continue to intervene on behalf of their daughter.
So at this time...
At this time, she's okay. She might not be as of tomorrow. She might not be next week. It's a very fluid situation.
Now, for those that don't know the whole story, under questionable circumstances, she went from being a happy, beautiful, fully functional young lady to being paralyzed from the neck down. She's not in a vegetative state. For years, the media said that. I mean, she's wide awake. She smiles. She laughs. She's even been able to eat in the past, but Mr. Schiavo won't let them feed her in the classical fashion. He got her settlement for her medical treatment and has been withholding this for years.
That's correct. He actually had some kind of a bamboozled case where he won a bunch of money and said he needed it to rehabilitate her and care for her. And then he turned around and hired an attorney with that very money to kill her so that he could keep all the money. It's craziness. It's absolutely craziness. And the attorney for him is a man named George Filos, who is an activist attorney, who's a right-to-die attorney, and he is just an evil man.
This is a major precedent-setting case. Why is it so important?
Yes, that is absolutely right, and that's why we're fighting so fiercely, because her life is in danger, but this paves the way for many other people who are severely disabled to be killed as well. And also, this has this this stench of judicial activism all over it. As you know, most of the evils that have been thrown on our country, whether it's abortion, pornography, taking away the Ten Commandments, homosexual marriage, and a dozen other things, this stuff was not voted on by us. It was driven down our throats by the judiciary, by judges. And finally, we have a governor and a legislature that have the guts to stand up to these people. So let's just keep giving the support to the governor and to the legislature, calling on them to act. And again, if people want to go to helpterry.com, they can get more details, and I appreciate you guys giving out those details for the family and for Terry.
Now, the Supreme Court, just a few weeks ago, said, go ahead and remove her feeding tube. What's the rundown of what's happened since then, a short play-by-play?
There are several motions before the court involving whether or not Terry, as a Catholic, would starve herself to death, because the Pope said you cannot withhold food and water. There's the issue of whether or not he is fit to be the guardian, because he's living with another woman and has children by her, so by definition he has abandoned Terry legally, so how could he then be her guardian and have her killed? So these are the things that are on the table.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now
grounds for divorce right there.
It is legal abandonment. So Terry has been legally abandoned, and yet she doesn't have the ability to get a divorce and to have a new guardian. It's craziness.
And he won't, for almost a decade, he won't let them brush her teeth. He holds back all the medical care, folks.
Horrifying. I've got to run. I've got so many things going on here, but I'm so happy to be able to give you guys an update. Please keep praying. It's a very fluid situation. And if you hear that Terry's feeding tube has, in fact, been removed, then immediately get a plane, a train, or an automobile and come here to Florida and stand in vigil with her and the family.
And finally, tell folks where you're located.
We're in Florida right now. We're in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's actually Clearwater right outside St. Pete.
And where is Terry being held?
In a little town called Pinellas Park at Woodside Hospice.
Woodside Hospice, Pinellas Park, Florida. Last question. I know you got to go. When are we going to... I mean, she's got to stay now.
We don't know. That's the problem. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the judge is going to issue an order. We don't know what that order will say.
All right. Thank you for coming on with us, Randall.
My pleasure. Thanks, Randy.
Take care. Amazing. Now, continuing with our discussion of dehumanization, Stephen, Ohio called in talking about a particular TV show, and I got a bunch of emails about this. So our caller isn't the only person that that witnessed this and was upset by it. Steve, preface these clips we're about to hear for those that just joined us.
Okay, basically for the people that are just joining us, Boston Legal's episode on, I believe, February 20th, 2005, last week, had an episode where they're advocating torture. They have a cop breaks a guy's arm, and they say it's okay to do it. Well, that's kind of the short end of it, but this particular clip I'm going to play is the officer that broke the arm is being questioned, and he's going to say that in some cases we need to use torture. Hold on one second, okay?
And then I want to go back to that clip that you played earlier where they describe how our government says torture's good, so this is how we love torture.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, here it is, folks. Just amazing.
He knew something. Either his brother was or whether child was. He knew something.
And you were prepared to beat it out of him.
I was prepared to punch him, to intimidate him. I didn't actually mean to break his arm.
But, Mr. Kirkland, what we saw on that tape...
There are different rules in kidnappings.
What do you mean, different rules?
Well, the understanding is we're not supposed to break bones or cause any permanent injury. But physical discomfiture is permitted. It's okay to, say, dislocate his shoulder, tear a muscle.
You're talking about torture. This was an innocent man. He wasn't even the suspected kidnapper.
And I'm sorry I hurt him. But I felt he knew who his brother was. I considered this to be like self-defense, a defense of others. I was going to do whatever I could to save that boy. All I could think about was my own son.
The end justifies the means.
I guess I have to say yes to that.
Suppose the suspected kidnapper had confessed to a priest. You'd feel no compunction about beating up clergy to get your information?
I didn't say that.
Well, is there a distinction? An innocent man has information that would lead to the recovery of a child.
I guess I felt the victim here wasn't so innocent.
Ah, so you're out there playing judge, too. Policeman, judge, executioner.
Objection.
Sustained.
Who told you it was okay to tear muscles and dislocate shoulders in kidnapping situations?
It's no formal directive. Just understood.
Understood by the police who arrested you after you did it?
I was arrested because the media got a hold of this. That's the only reason I'm here.
How sad is that? You tortured an innocent man with no criminal record whose only offense was that his fugitive brother stopped at his house. And the only reason you're here is because the media got a hold of it.
All right. But then by the end of this episode, if I get you right, he's found not guilty, and it's all validated.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you play that whole clip? Because it sounds like you were talking while I was playing it. But basically what happens is...
No, I wasn't. The music came in, and I just cut in.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you that basically what happens is the moral of the story is that in the end, they use the propaganda. If this were your kid, you would support torture, too. And, of course, obviously, a lot of people might feel that way.
Well, look, here's the point. We have a criminal government. Government has criminals in it, too. Do you want to give them this power... It's like an American citizen that was tortured in Saudi Arabia and convicted with the torture, and our government condones it, and they're saying they may ship other citizens to foreign countries for torture.
Right. Well, I mean, you know what? They must have shadow script writers, just like you have shadow government, because the script writers that write these scripts never show their face in public because they're nothing but cowards. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me the level to which these people will go to.
Well, it's the same M.O. in every one of these shows. Look, supposedly, I think every cop show and every military and CIA-type show now, they do this.
Right.
I mean, they even torture people's children in front of them, and they're training us that it's okay. And then these cops who imprint off these shows think that's how they're supposed to behave. And out here in the real world, it's just legitimizing it. Stay there. I want to play that other clip where... they talk about how Americans love torture. It's as American as mom and apple pie. We'll be right back, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and more of your calls straight ahead.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888 803 4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go back to Steve in Ohio, then we'll go to Bart, Joe, Harvey, Randall, and others. Steve, do you have that other clip you played earlier?
Yeah, I can play that one again. In fact, I got it queued up and ready to go. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, here goes.
Amazing.
The truth is, as Americans, we love torture. We keep it to ourselves, of course. But come on, when it comes to evildoers, torture's okay. Hollywood certainly knows that. Dirty Harry, Boom. Charles Bronson and Death Wish, Denzel Washington and Man on Fire, heroes torturing the bad guys. In theaters all across the country, we cheered. We like torture. Is there potential for abuse? Without question. The events at Abu Ghraib prison were deplorable. But do we really believe they just happened in a vacuum? Alberto Gonzalez, Attorney General, wrote a memo to the administration saying torture is okay. Our Supreme Court just recently held that evidence gained from torture can be used in trials. Alan Dershowitz, one of the leading civil rights activists in our country, raised the idea of using torture warrants. So as at least to be more open about it, torture warrants. Love that torture. Mr. Preston talks about the victim here being an innocent man. Now, come on, he wasn't that innocent. He did harbor a fugitive, one who kidnaps and kills children. He did have information that ultimately led to the rescue of the child here. And he refused to give it up until he was coerced. As for my client being above the law, well, the law in this country has always been subject to evolving community standards of humanity. So the 12 of you get to go back there as a community and ask yourselves, was this a good thing or not? He's happy. He's alive. They're sure as hell happy. My client saved a life. That little boy's life. If it were your child, wouldn't you want the police to do whatever was necessary? This officer got the job done. Using a method that our government, our military, our attorney general, and yes, even our Supreme Court has said is sometimes okay. Sometimes, depending on the situation, torture's okay.
Hear that?
You've got to send me that tape.
Well, I will send you the whole thing. I'll put it on a VHS, a high standard quality. But it's filled with more propaganda than you can shake a stick.
Well, look, we have the script for the show Spooks in England.
Right.
Where they torture a 7-year-old girl brutally, then threaten to drop her off a building. But it's good because it saves them from the terrorists. And that he shows, again, like Threat Matrix 24, CSI Miami. About a year ago, I went to see Open Range with my wife, that Kevin Costner movie.
Right.
And I don't watch a lot of TV. They had an ad for Threat Matrix on ABC. And it shows a guy in a high-tech black torture chair with lesions all over him. And the woman goes, I hate doing this. You know, and when they torture Winston in 1984, they hate doing it. It's for his own good, though.
Yeah, they always use a psychological ploy that they hate doing it, but in the end, it's good. You know, it's...
Well, the point is that the government is the last group you want involved in torture. And certainly, what you don't want is the government condoning it, licensing it, training for it, promoting it, as they've done for 40 years at the School of Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia. But see, now, I mean, certainly, if there was a case where... You know, a cop tortured somebody by himself, not under orders, they saved a child or something, then, yeah, the cop's going to get off with the jury. But, see, they're not doing that. They're selling it as we need to codify it, have warrants, put in an infrastructure, and then they say we can torture people and then, quote, get confessions and use those.
Yeah, they're studying people.
And then I talk to people all the time, and it's come out in the news where they torture innocent people. Later, DNA shows they're innocent, put a bag over their head till they sign and said they did it, and then send them to death row, folks.
Yeah, but according to this clip, our Supreme Court upholds that if torture is used, it's evidence against the person.
They did.
Yeah, it's really
bad. And Alberto Gonzalez said we can torture somebody until they die, and it's not torture, if we didn't mean to kill them.
You know what I would recommend before I let you go is have everybody listening to the show go to abc.com and email them and tell them that you're disgusted with this clip. I mean, I don't care if there's 100 people listening. Just send an email and tell them, look, I'm tired of your propaganda.
Sir, there's not 100 people listening.
There's not?
On one of our stations, say Kansas City,
yeah.
Right now there's probably... conservatively, 50,000 listening.
Super. That's all the more power to send them the emails and start telling. Go abc.com, and the very bottom is where you can email the show.
All right. Listen, great job. Send me that tape, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Steve. I got some more comments on torture, and then we'll take your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all-natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I have video of peaceful environmental demonstrators blocking a logging road. And instead of just taking a pair of bolt cutters and cutting the chains that they've tied themselves together with, oh, no, they want to torture. So they take bottles of mace and pepper spray, pry open their eyes, and start jamming it into their eyeballs. And I have video of families in Portland, Oregon, and they're out there demonstrating when Bush came to town, and then they just go after the peaceful crowd, fire at them with rubber bullets, blasting big bloody holes in them an inch deep. They run right up to families, spray pepper spray right in a two-year-old's face. The parents cry, "Why are you doing this? Shouldn't bring a child to a protest, bleeper." You know, bloop. This is what they do. And I've got video from the early 80s, mid-90s, pro-lifers locking arms in front of abortion clinics. And they walk right over with nunchucks, and the federal courts ruled they could do this, wrap them around a priest or a pastor's arm or a woman's arm, and they just twist, and you see the arm break. And these crowds just cheer, yeah! And then it's a lot worse than that. I mean, the video I've got, we posted it at prisonplanet.com. It's up there for everybody to see right now, prisonplanet.tv as well. And they don't call it torture, they call it pressure. Well, you shouldn't make us carry you to the wagons, the paddy wagons, you should, so we're going to break your arm. And there's nothing you can do. I mean, the courts were saying in the late 80s you could do this. I mean, the courts said black people weren't human beings before, too. The courts have said that women don't have a right to vote. The courts have said you have no right to private property. And now all over the country, cities are going into whole neighborhoods. It doesn't matter if they're nice middle class homes. They go, we're just taking them, and we're not even giving you fair value for them because some developers want this to build bigger houses. That's happening. I got the USA Today here in front of me. Like, I need to cover that today. Didn't really get to it in any detail yesterday. And you're like, what does this have to do with torture? It's just wild, out of control. The last group you want, the most dangerous group to your liberty and your freedom and your security, has always been out of control government. The Nazis tortured, the Soviets torture, the Cubans torture, the North Vietnamese torture. It is so un-American, and it's upon us. And they're using these little mind games of, well, if there was a bomb going to go off in Baghdad, shouldn't we be able to torture people? You know, if a nuke's going to go off in New York, shouldn't we be able to torture people? Or if it's terror-related, shouldn't we be able to torture? And now the headlines, having marijuana is an act of terrorism, the new drug czar says. Selling a knockoff Rubik's Cube that may be a copyright infringement, turned out it wasn't. Maybe terrorism. Not paying your taxes doesn't allow the government to get the funds it needs to fight terror and AIDS terrorists. That'll be terrorism. Protesting the war, AIDS terrorist. And so the Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General Calhoun of California, said last year, we may ban protest, period, because it AIDS terrorists. That's a Democrat. Tony Blakely, Washington Times editorial editor, says, let's arrest Seymour Hersh and let's execute him. Why, here's the U.S. code. Let's kill this Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter. He's aiding terrorists. On and on and on. Let's put Americans in forced labor camps if they disagree with the government, because they're aiding terrorists. Michael Weiner says that. Over and over and over and over again. It's just everywhere. I mean, Time Magazine, Newsweek, USA Today, Washington Times. Over and over again, Alan Dershowitz travels the country, came to Austin, gave a speech. I didn't go to it, but I saw the video of the speech. All about how torture's good. We need to incorporate torture into American life. You heard that clip earlier. Torture's really a good new moral value. Our moral values have evolved and gotten better. And so now we're going to start torturing people. And a lot of so-called Christian conservatives go, yeah, torture them Muslims. They're animals. What you don't know is FEMA's training for you. All the real training, I mean 90% of it, is for homeschoolers and Christians and pro-lifers and land rights activists and Second Amendment demonstrators. And they're just training the police that, oh, it's not pressure. I guess shooting somebody with rubber bullets 10 feet away and blowing their eye out and pushing it back into their brain and the young lady drops dead and dies. That's okay, they said. They killed her. So what? She's dead. She's dead. She shouldn't have been out on the street. You know how it is. And that's all any of this is. I mean, if you think black ski masks and black uniforms and armored vehicles and cameras everywhere and the news saying torture's good, I mean, if you really think that's freedom, the new morals, oh, it's like new freedom. And we have a new freedom to forcibly psychologically test you. We have the Patriot Act. It's all patriotic. Why, it says patriot, it must be. It's like all of this. Oh, we were brought up, the Nazis were bad, and the Soviets were bad because they tortured, and now, it was good. It was good. And of course, the Army's own report says that they sodomized people with large objects dripping with battery acid. That's the General Toogoombo report. Just type in General Toogoombo report, MSNBC. And he said, yeah, they've confessed it's true, and they said they were ordered to do it, and that was a CIA operation, and they would they'd bring a wife in. They pick up a family at a checkpoint and think, well, the man might be a terrorist, and so they just take his wife in front of him and rape her. And same to the children. It's just freedom, folks. It's freedom. Freedom. I don't think it's freedom. I think it's pure evil. And then the other Army report, this will be in my new film, by the way, the new Army report came out and said, well, 75 to 90% of those that are in the 32 camps, some of the camps have over 20,000 people in them, 75 to 90% are completely innocent of anything. They're just picked up at the checkpoints, and they're taken to the camps where every sicko federal prison guard who ever loved abuse, this goes on in our prisons too, gets to go over there, and it is the Jeffrey Dahmers, the John Wayne Gacy's, the Ted Bundy's of the world go over there and bite, this has happened, bite chunks out of people, have dogs bite their body parts, and then sew them up with no deadening, and laugh about it and hold thumbs up over bodies they've beaten to death. Then they pack them in ice and take them out, and their organs are cut out and sold. That's now admitted. You think that's good, huh? You see, that's how torture works. It isn't just the one little case of, well, if there's a bomb going to go off and we have to torture, they won't tell us. Or, well, what if a child was kidnapped and we had the person and we had to know? Isn't torture good? You know, to find out answers? Well, that'll be the excuse in every case. It'll be used system-wide. And they'll have all these special torture officers, which they admit they've trained. You know, it's funny, the Padilla case, not the Padilla that's the supposed hijacker, but the other Padilla, the black man, they were at a bar, somebody bumped into a cop during a scuffle, and the police thought it was this one guy. Later they admitted it was somebody else because cameras picked it up, and so they just took him down to the precinct, and for 2 hours... Well, you know what they did with a 3-foot broomstick. The man had internal bleeding all the way into his upper intestine. Actually, I don't want to go any further, folks. Just the most savage, demonic. It's like this demonic family that needs to be tried as quickly as possible and executed in Houston with the 8-month-old baby being so brutally raped that almost all the internal organs are shutting down. They need to kill those people immediately. And you know what, though? The Founding Fathers said, after the good trial, the Founding Fathers said, you don't even torture those people, though, because you will become them the minute you torture. So this sexual abuse stuff, I mean, that's what a lot of times cops in this country, when they get caught torturing, it's sexual. At Gitmo and Abu Ghraib, it's sexual in nature. Because in almost every case, study criminology. I took one course in it in college, but I've read a lot of books on criminology. The textbook type books. I don't waste my time on the crime story ones and, you know, true story crime stuff. Almost all your serial killers, it's sexual. It's sexual torture. This is the MO. This is the mindset. And so you look at the torture at Gitmo that we can't even mention here, folks. I mean, you can go read AP and Reuters reports about it. I'm not going to mention it here. It's so bad. It's so gross. And remember, the Kay Bailey Hutchinson and Mitch and others, they went and watched the videos. There was over 1,000 photos and over 100 videos that the public wasn't allowed to see showing the rape of women and children. Can you imagine being a father or a mother and watching your child be tortured in front of you? Children as young as 7 years of age? I mean, what? How do you people ever... But see, you did. You rationalized it. And again, at these camps, it's sexual. It's because the people doing it are sickos. And the Nazis did that too. They like to rape people and torture people and torture their children in front of them. But they're bad, but we're good. No, we're not good. We're sick. And I can't tell you how many editorials I've seen where they promote all this. And so I think you might have punched a cop. So we're going to take you downtown. And in front of about 20 police, we're going to take a broomstick until blood pours out of your body. For 2 hours. How do you just even begin to imagine the pain involved in that? And by the way, it went public because a good cop, a senior officer, went and reported it, and the senior officers over him didn't do anything, so he went to the media. But see, next time they'll think, well, maybe this was moral. Maybe the world's against me. Maybe I shouldn't report it. And so when you do something wrong, and the roid head sicko who beats his wife, who maybe was a prison guard in Iraq, comes back home when Johnny comes marching home, and it's your daughter, your son. Heaven help us. Just God help us. I don't... It's so sick. That TV show we aired earlier actually said, the new American value, it's good. It's good. No, it's not good. It's straight out of the pit of hell. All of Christ's disciples were tortured. Christ was tortured. Though the Romans didn't do anything sexual, though. They weren't as low as we are. 11 of the 12 disciples were killed for what they stood for. Christ was brutally tortured. You should go see The Passion of the Christ, because that's a very historical rendition, reenactment of that particular the scene of the torture. He was unrecognizable. And the Bible is firmly against torture. Firmly against it. The founding fathers were. So we see at Abu Ghraib the same things we see in the New York Police Department, the same thing we see this mother and father, allegedly, and if it's true, they need to be executed, doing to their baby. You see, it's the same demonic vomit. So, you better stand up against this torture and this mind job they're doing on us. It's the same thing with the microchips, all these TV shows. Oh, chips are good. Everybody needs a microchip under their skin. Andy Rooney, everybody needs a chip so we know who the good people are and know who the terrorists are. Are you seeing what they're trying to sell us? And by the way, with the new electronic voting machines, they'll tell us we're for something even when we aren't, and then pass it, and then not care if we try to recall them because we can't. It's like 98% of people in Houston, 93% in Texas, in Austin, are against these toll roads. They just say, we don't care. Or they don't have electronic voting machines. They vote it down in England 2-1. 3-1, excuse me. Let's go ahead and see. So they know they can do all this now with impunity. They're running wild. And as more and more criminals get in positions of power, as more and more sickos and psychopaths and sociopaths and sadists get into control, they put people like them under them, and they're going to feed and feed and feed a bloody feast on you and me. You want open culture possessed by the spirit of Satan? You're gonna see it unless you stand up in a herd. Let's talk to Bart in Texas. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Alex, you know, real quick on what you were talking about, anybody that condones torture or doesn't condemn torture are not Christian. And if they try and make any claim to be, they're totally deluded.
America never had the torture before. You know, they sell it like it's some good, wonderful thing we've got now. No.
Well, I mean, the other thing, too, is that whole argument about if it was your kid, you know, that have been kidnapped. What happens when it's your kid that's innocent and being tortured?
Well, that's the point. The state is more apt to abuse us in mass, statistically, because the smart psychopaths go become cops. Don't people understand that when this happens, that's what tyranny is? The criminals take over?
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's what the American people are being sold on, you know. But what I really wanted to talk about is, you know, I went to this indie media conference over the weekend at UT last weekend, and I have to say that I was really disappointed in the group of people that were there, and actually how frightened I am, because so many of them, I'd say probably my friend and I were the only people that weren't sucked into the left-right argument. Pretty much everyone that was there were leftists, and they kept harping on issues that totally buy into this matrix system that's used to control our minds. You know, Amy Goodman got up and she spoke for a while, and, you know, at the end she was talking about how, you know, Osama bin Laden should be tried in a court for 9/11 and just all this other garbage, you know. And I
playing into the fact that Al-Qaeda's real, and exactly. That's what Ward Churchill does, is says Al-Qaeda's are these heroes, and the people in the towers are Nazis. No, Al-Qaeda is CIA, and the people in the towers weren't Nazis.
Well, what's frightening is indie media has a lot of potential, but its potential is totally being lost.
Well, sir, just ignore it and set up your own independent media system.
Oh, I mean, that's what I'm doing, and I mean, just not to harp on it too much, but to ask you a question. You know, you've talked in the past about how, you know, Democracy Now! Is funded by all of these corporations. I mean, listening to Ms. Goodman speak, I really have to almost wonder if she's agent provocateur.
Well, I mean, look, they have the phony right-wing groups, they have the phony left-wing groups. I mean, Limbaugh and Damian Goodman are no different. They're there to give you false alternatives.
And hey, are you not on 9 to midnight anymore? Because I keep hearing rents whenever I dial in on mine.
I'm going to have to talk to you during the break. I'll try to answer that question. I'm not quite sure exactly what your question is, so I'll try to be specific, whether you get some details. More calls, more news. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Look, folks, I'm on three different internet streams during the day, two different ones at night, and unless the schedule's wrong at GCNlive.com, you should be able to get me from 9 until 6 in the morning. The show is re-aired three times. 9 to midnight, midnight to 3, 3 to 6. And I get emails all the time, people hearing other stuff. And, you know, just look around. And if you got a problem, call the network. You know, they'll help you. They're great folks. You can always call them and ask them. I really can't answer all those questions on air because I'm so busy just trying to. I got to go do Battle of Popular Mechanics on NPR tonight. Trying to make a film, you know, and I'm not whining. I mean, I'm getting the fight I wanted, more of the fight than I ever wanted, though. We're going to continue with open phones. We're going to talk to Randall and Joe and Harvey and another Randall and many, many others that are patiently holding as we start the third hour. And I've just got a bunch of news here in front of me. All these articles about citizen spies all over the news, how wonderful it is they're training all these people to be spies on their neighbors. And it says, well, we're not just training them to fight terror, but crime, too, you know, since they're interested, you know, to spy on their neighbors. And do they smell anything? Are they using drugs? Are they spanking their children? Which isn't even illegal, but they tell you it is. Go ahead and call on them. You know, that's what they do with these things. I've even gone to some of these events. And I got... There's a new thing where they're going to make anybody who has a restraining order on them, which women usually get when they divorce their husbands, even if there's no violence, they'll have to wear a dog collar around your neck. I'm not kidding, folks. This is mainstream news. And I've got the police raiding funerals, and it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier by the minute. I got this USA Today article I never got to yesterday, but I'm going to try to get to it in the next hour. About where the government now says it's not even that your house is condemned for problems. We just want your whole neighborhood for a new housing development because the developers want it. We're not even going to pay you fair value. It's just the wildest, most corrupt looting. I call it looting. And it's going to get worse and worse. That's what tyranny is, folks. In most cases in history, it's where this is the norm. Criminals, ruthless strongmen, and their supporters get control of societies, and they do whatever they want, and they tell you it's for your own good. And they call themselves the authorities. They call themselves the officials, no longer the servants. You are now the civilians in the military dictatorship. And to understand this, you need to get Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, and Police State 3, Total Enslavement, the premier police state films out there, bar none. They're incredible documentaries. The concentration camps, the foreign troops, the black helicopters attacking, the torture, just all of it. You've got to get these videos. The government hiring provocateurs. You need these videos. You need to get them now. You need to get Road to Tyranny about 9/11. You need to carry a bunch of other films and books by other wonderful researchers. Infowars.com to peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart or call toll free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, dozens of other films, probably like 100 of my weekly TV reports now that I've done, that have been up there on the site, hundreds of audio interviews. It's just PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions available, 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, third hour, a bunch of news, your calls, straight ahead. So stay with us.
Hello, folks.